Yeah, it's Sunday night. Happy Sunday night to you, Darren and Deepa. No Hello. Sunday scaries. That is the motto of the show.
Yes.
And you know what? If you're eating Halloween candy right now, there's no shame in that either.
Not at all. I don't know if you've seen this, Darren, but some places in the state, they actually put a restriction on the age limit for people who can go trick-or-treating.
Like kids over, pick a number, 14, 13,
yeah,
can't do it?
14. If you're over 14, you can go trick-or-treating. And I'm like, how do you implement that, first of all? And if they've dressed up and they put time and effort into their costume, I think they can still go trick-or-treating.
I agree with you. Ridiculous. We will get into that in a couple of minutes. It is The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
Another banger. Baby, calm down. Calm down. Yo, this your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, for lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh, young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 lo.
station. 94.5 Virgin Radio.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken.
You shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The same. fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid in relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all a prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta be.
Pray for me.
I'm a little annoyed because, you know how America, they like to say they're the land of freedom and opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a 14-year-old kid who wants to go trick-or-treating.
Actually, less than that now.
There are towns, Chesapeake in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 1970, they set an age limit for trick-or-treating at 12, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They raised it to 14 in 2019, and originally you could go to jail if you were 13 years old and trick-or-treating.
How? How is that enforceable?
Wait,
that
jail there?
That's what they said. Risk jail time. There's another county, Penasquin. I don't know where that is. It bans kids above the age of 14 from going trick-or-treating. They say trick-or-treating is for kids, not adults. Anyone over 14 cannot go trick-or-treating unless you're acting as a chaperone. And chaperones cannot ask for candy. That's ridiculous.
Wait, do chaperones ask, is that a typical thing they ask for candy?
In our neighborhood, like our neighborhood goes hardcore on Halloween, there's one house on the corner that hands out like beer and wine and stuff.
Oh,
to all
the parents.
Like it's a full-on street party.
So kidding.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I'm not telling you.
That's so nice.
And
I'm just asking.
It's amazing. And like the street, every house is done up like crazy.
It's
awesome.
It's something I wish I experienced because I've never gone trick-or-treating.
I cannot believe you've
never. As a kid, I never went trick-or-treating.
Your parents didn't want you to go?
No, I wasn't allowed to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, that's so cruel.
I know.
Were your brothers allowed to go?
No. My brothers and me, we never went trick-or-treating. And we were the family that like took off all the lights on Halloween so it looked like no one.
Is this for like religious purposes?
No.
What's the reason?
I don't know. Not at all.
Just you cannot go out of the house.
I think so. It was like.
That's wild.
Leave.
What?
And there's like mass. People outside.
But they would be with you.
Would you dress up at school?
God, no. Yeah, I would dress up at school.
So you're allowed to dress up at school and then get in the house, Deepa. We're turning the lights off.
Like, the worst part about dressing up at school was, like, they didn't even give us candy. So I never got the candy receipt.
Oh, that's tragic.
It was, yeah. Now, so, like, I don't like that they're putting an age limit on things because, to be honest, I would love to go trick-or-treating as an adult.
I'm of the opinion if you're wearing a costume, come get some candy.
Well, because put in effort, you put in
100%.
Time. You know, it's not like if I showed up in a sweater and I'm like, hey, trick or treat, I don't think you give candy. But if I was like in full costume.
I don't know. I always figured that trick or treating was for children. That's how I've seen it. I don't know. Seeing an adult come to my door without a child present.
We're not talking adults. We're talking like a 15-year-old kid. I mean, if you're 40 and you're alone, that's
weird. I say no to that. Okay, I wouldn't give you candy if you're an adult.
Think about it from an adult perspective of today. today's age, okay? Everything is very expensive. One night that you can get free stuff. I think I would take advantage of it.
So you'd be
I'd be like, can I have a loaf of bread?
Do you have any meat?
Yeah. Do you have some chicken breast?
I'm very hungry.
Do you have any chicken bread? Do you have any fresh produce? I'll take that instead of candy.
Your neighborhood that hands out wine.
It's not a bad idea.
It's so much fun.
I would go for that.
It is so much fun. Virgin Radio.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Know the deal. That's sweater can't hide what she wanna conceal. I mean, making good and Halle Berry put together ring close to the drippy. I see no, no, no disrespect for this gal up on another level. Caught the jerk. Tell King Max stop the brush. Say, kid, can
girl,
I get a witness?
Can't notice what's true. Notice you. Noticing me. From across the room, I can see it. And can't stop myself from looking. Noticing you. Noticing me. Watch out, I've seen a type before. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. I've seen a type before. She's so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. I see you got that thigh out by the way that you're walking. From left to right, I watched her.
On the dance floor, girl, in my rage. When she do, I think man can't walk straight. That biscuit to soak up everything on our plate. Bad heels like Jessica Pete. I'm trying to give home girl sex in the city, city, itty bitty waistline. Moves with the baseline. One nigga punch, I'm fine.
Girl, I can't notice but you. Noticing me. From across the room, I can see it. And can't stop myself from looking. Noticing you. Noticing me. Watch out, I've seen a type before. That girl is so.
Karen and Deepa, what's happening?
Not much. How are you doing?
Scott, we're doing pretty good. We're talking about trick-or-treating. I don't think there should be an age limit on trick-or-treating. There are a bunch of towns in the States that limit kids and what age you're allowed to go trick-or-treating. What do you think?
You know what? I work with kids, and there's so much that they can get into and get into trouble with. If they want to trick-or-treat and have fun and still be a kid, have at it. Have a great time.
So Leah, producer Leah, says no. She disagrees with you. She says if you're... How old? What's your cutoff, Leah?
16. It's for children. I see it for children. Give the candy to the kids. It's meant for the kids.
But you're like 16. You're still a kid, no?
Yeah.
At least it feels that way.
I don't know.
Also, you run the risk of them like causing damage to your property if you refuse them.
Great point. You could get your house toilet papered or egged.
Yeah, and you don't want that happening.
Great
point. Would
you
rather give them a Twix bar or have eggs on your condo
window?
Well,
then we're going to have to escalate them, and then I call the cops. You don't want that.
You're calling the police, Allie.
If they egg my house, absolutely. Are you crazy?
Let them have fun. No eggs, no toilet paper. If it's just a bit of candy, by all means, just be a kid.
I'm with you, buddy. Thanks so much, Scott.
Have a great Halloween, guys. Happy
you Halloween. Too. Bye, Scott.
Hi, it's Darren and Deep at Virgin Radio. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Should there be an age limit on that, trick-or-treaters?
Absolutely not. I mean, if you're 40 and coming to my door, different story.
40?
However, yeah, kids are kids, and they missed a few years for people that wouldn't send their kids out due to
because of COVID. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's a really good point. That's actually a great point, yeah.
Hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built off people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, got it. I see the parties and diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. Cause I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Bloodsucker, dream crusher, bleed me dry like a damn vampire. Every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. I do lie without flinching. Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her. 'Cause girls your age know better. I've made some.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
From the brains behind The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, say hello to Georgie and Mandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage. New episode, Thursday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Raise a smoothie to any friend you've had since 1999. That's a good friend. And Booster Juice was there. Now celebrating 25 years in Canada and more than 450 locations from coast to coast. A silver anniversary splashed with lots of oranges. Celebrate 25 years of Booster Juice with the return of OG favorite smoothies like the original, the Orangesicle, and the Marathon. Made with cranberries, bananas, strawberries, orange sorbet, and probiotic yogurt. Happy 25th Booster Juice. Download the Booster Rewards app today.
Not sure what to get the young people on your list? The latest phone? Sneakers? Video games? Get the one thing they need now more than ever. Give their feelings a place to go. When you donate to Kids Help Phone, you're giving the young people in your life and across the country access to free 24/7 judgment-free support. Because at the end of the day, it's their thoughts that count. Donate at kidshelpphone.ca. And together, we can give their feelings a place to go.
Hello, Fiona.
Sarah. Still in Madagascar?
I'm on the island of Zanzibar. I'm headed to Mount Kilimanjaro.
Exciting.
I've designed a diamond pendant.
Tell me about it.
Sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle with 10 tiny little diamonds.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel, and the 10 little diamonds represent the sparkling memories that are shared by people in love.
It's not about the road you travel, but who you travel with.
I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
T.S. Eliot wrote that before I was born.
Let's hope it's still true today.
Spitz.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Global music superstar Usher presents Past, Present, Future. Usher, live at Rogers Arena, November 7th. And due to demand, second show added November 8th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.ca. The brand new album, Coming Home, is available everywhere now. Usher, live in Vancouver. For more, visit visit usherworld.com. Now, back to the Weekender
on Virgin Radio.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I wanna hold you just for a while.
Virgin Radio. Billy Ann.
Crush. This is new music.
On your number one hit music station.
Virgin Radio.
I wanna bathe in you. I want a simple distraction. Who's got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute? Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling. Can be my
Deepa Prashad, you almost got scammed by your favorite F1 race car driver, Lewis Hamilton.
Yes, I almost gave out my SIN number. I almost gave away my two cats and my husband. It was a very wild situation I was in.
These email scams are getting so sophisticated.
They're so personal
now. You were targeted for the one thing that you love, F1 racing.
Yeah, and like I was targeted because they're like, oh, you want to meet Lewis Hamilton? Here's how. And I'm like, of course I want to meet him.
Let me click the link.
Yeah, let me click. And then I was like, maybe I shouldn't click the link.
We will get into that in a couple of minutes on The Weekender, Virgin Radio.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. What I thought would be, let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl.
Maybe it's 6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Ago, I was dancing for dollars. No one's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. But every other girl you meet is too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horses than carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with the beat, you play with your guitar.
It's new music.
Dead Man.
On Virgin Radio.
Thought you said you were in love, so I don't sad face. I don't ask for much, just that you make me halfway. Faith is not enough to float above a black wave. We're gonna drown, we're going down. And you're letting us fade. Thank you, lucky stars, I'm creative. All the precious life I waste.
About your chest,
how it used to be so good before I had kids.
Yeah, so yeah. This was me. Like, I talk about my brows that way. Yeah.
If only we could go back in time.
Listen weekday mornings at 5:30 to 10
on 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. They say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Tell everyone how you were scammed. You got a very sophisticated email scam, took advantage of Deepa's passion for race car driver Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
How?
I'm pretty good at sniffing out scams. They're usually like, oh, you've won a Tim Hortons gift card. Click this link. And I'm like, I shouldn't do that. But this weekend, I got an email and the title was Lewis Hamilton meet and greet. And I'm like,
oh my God.
And automatically, I've met him before.
Sure, it's not that outrageous.
No, it's not that outrageous. So I'm like, oh, maybe like he does so many things with his fans. Finally, I'm being invited again to see him.
Plus, you do stuff with cars on your Instagram. Like you're in that world. Racing adjacent.
Yeah, and I have like a Formula One Instagram account.
Exactly. Sort
of thing. So I'm like, this really isn't that far off. So I call my husband. I'm like, Bilal, can we read this email together? Because I think this is going to be awesome. Something we could do together. So I open the email and it starts off by saying, good day. We're Lewis Hamilton.
Isn't he British?
He is.
Good day. Good day.
Hello, cheerio. We are Lewis Hamilton's management. I won't do that.
Thank you.
He asked us to do a survey of Instagram and other social media networks with the most frequent comments, posts, and tags. And upon completion, you emerged as one of his biggest fans.
Oh, God, psycho.
I was like, facts, hashtag facts. I definitely am one of his biggest fans. I was asked that I get in touch with you. He'd like to have a personal conversation with you and express his gratitude. Based on his busy schedules, we have been appointed to reach out to you and send us a message. If you're interested, please click the link to proceed.
Were you freaking out?
I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
It's not that crazy an idea. Like, it's crazy, but it's not crazy.
But you hear so often now that camps of artists, they reach out to people.
Of course.
And they're like, hey, we've seen this thing that you posted on social.
Of course.
So-and-so loves this. They'd love to meet you, that sort of thing. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, I posted a lot of things about Lewis Hamilton over
life. And in your head, you're much more important than you actually are. So you're like, this is 100% true.
I'm very important. What are you trying to insinuate right now? I'm 100% important.
Of course Lewis has emailed me.
Like, he saw my photo with my dog and my cats and his dog, and I wanted them to get married. So then I was like, oh. So then I checked. I was still kind of convinced with the click the link, because I'm like, oh, look, a Google Doc. I could fill in my schedule or whatever. And then I went to the email.
Oh, here we go.
I clicked the email, and it's lewishamilton@gmail.com. And I'm like,
well, hang on. It's possible.
He's not going to have lewishamilton@gmail.com. There's absolutely no way. So then I'm like, maybe this is a scam. But what if it is? What if there's that small, little, insy bitty chance that it's not a scam? And like,
okay, I have a solution for you. Because there's, you're right. Lewis could be on his Gmail meet and greeting.
Yes.
Forward the email to your work email. Open the link on the work computer, and that's not your problem.
I'm gonna get fired.
No. Scam. Just say you were confused.
Do you know how many cybersecurity courses I'm gonna have to do from HR if I did that? I think I might pass.
I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying it wouldn't infect your computer if you did it.
Okay, that's true.
Think about it. Okay. Just think about it. Or do it on Leah's computer. She's sick today.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it on her.
She falls for every scam in the book, by the way.
Remember she like...
it was like, your Starbucks points are about to expire. Click here. She clicks through.
And she did that on the work email.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that was a scam email. That was a test.
Oh,
she's sick. She probably got scammed. And that's how she got sick. Virgin Radio.
Your man on the road, he doing promo. You said keep our business on the low, low.
I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone, cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential, found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know. I'ma let you know and keep it simple. Trying to keep it up don't seem so simple. I just before I saw you, and you gon' have to do it at my tempo. Always try to send me off to rehab. Started feeling like it's decaf. I'm just trying to live life for the moment. And all these motherfuckers wanna realize
I only call you when it's half past. Find the only time that I be by your side. I only love it when you touch me. Now feel me when I'm stuck. That's a real me when I'm stuck. That's a real me, yeah. I only call you when it's half past. Find the only time I
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Vancouver's favorite holiday craft fair turns 50. The Circle Craft Holiday Market is back from November 6th to 10th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Meet over 300 of Canada's top artisans, makers, and designers. Enjoy live music and indulge in festive food and drinks, all while getting ahead of your holiday shopping. Find unique gifts from ceramic to woodwork to jewelry to gourmet foods and more at Vancouver's largest handmade market. Get your tickets today at CircleCraft.com.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
$2,999.
That's it?
Yes, $2,999. That's it.
Callum?
Yes, Michael?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's our price for a truly spectacular one-carat created round diamond.
But that's the price for just the created diamond, right?
Yes, but if you buy two of them, we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of diamond stud earrings for you at no extra charge.
We have 2-carat total weight created diamond stud earrings for just $59.98 a pair?
Yes, and extremely high quality.
What if I bought just one-carat created round diamond?
We would happily turn that into a diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
But what if I wanted to put it in an engagement ring?
Michael, are you telling me you're getting engaged?
I'm asking for a friend.
Does your friend have a name?
All my friends have names, don't yours?
Tell your friend we can put a 1-carat diamond in a classic solitaire engagement ring for as little as $500.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
Get a third night free when you book a winter getaway with BC Ferries Vacations to destinations like Victoria, Parksville, or the Sunshine Coast. Hotel and ferry packages start from just $244 per person. Book by December 29th at bcferries.com/vacations.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game. The Traitors Canada. New episode Monday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Back. Now, back to the Weekender with Darren and Deepa.
On Virgin Radio.
Pleasing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered 2 more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. But I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken, high heel 6-inch in the back of the nightclub sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi sniffing. Drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night. Doctor, doctor, anything please. Doctor, doctor, have mercy on me. Take this pain away. You're asking me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel. Talk this. I'm blowing this thing. Back to my ways like 2019. No, 24 hours since my ex did dead. I got a new man on me. It's about to get sweaty. Last night really was the cherry on the cake.
been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the Prada two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a know what I mean? So you might as well stick it. Just my heart broke, high heels 6 inch in the back of the nightclub sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi sniffing. Drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who's on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old place.
Radio station.
All right, here we go.
Coming up on The Weekender with Darren and Deepa.
It is The Weekender. I'm Darren Jones. She is Deepa Prashad.
Hello.
No Sunday scaries. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to get into You Choose the News.
Yes.
This is where Deepa shows us two stories, reads two headlines, and we get to vote on the story we want to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has to do with OnlyFans. No, not Deepa's OnlyFans.
No.
A woman is retiring from OnlyFans after making $67 million.
In 3 years. I don't believe what she's saying, to be honest. I mean, she provided screenshots, but I'm like, you could edit those quite easily.
I will have to have a peek at those screenshots.
And a peek at her OnlyFans, too, right?